Part 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 10 to 15, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. 10 to 11. A car accident. Look, what you've done! Really, people like you shouldn't be behind a steering wheel.
You had a stop sign, not me, but you didn't even brake.
You were going too fast. I didn't see you, so of course I pulled out. Now look at this dent on my door.
Look at my bumper and lights. You are lucky you didn't kill me. I was going within the speed limit. I'm well aware that there are children around here from the local school. You were talking on your phone.
No, I wasn't. I was just about to answer it. It rang just before you came racing up the road.
Look, I think we should call the police to sort this out. We have witnesses. There are some workmen over there. They must have seen the accident.
There is no need to involve the police. We can exchange details. You have insurance, don't you?
Yes, but I was not to blame. You had the stop sign, so legally you are liable. Sorry, but I'm calling the police to help out here.
Well, if you insist, but I'm telling you that I will report that you were speeding no matter what any witnesses say. I'm not paying for this damage. 10 to 11. A car accident. Look, what you've done! Really, people like you shouldn't be behind a steering wheel.
You had a stop sign, not me, but you didn't even brake.
You were going too fast. I didn't see you, so of course I pulled out. Now look at this dent on my door.
Look at my bumper and lights. You are lucky you didn't kill me. I was going within the speed limit. I'm well aware that there are children around here from the local school. You were talking on your phone.
No, I wasn't. I was just about to answer it. It rang just before you came racing up the road.
Look, I think we should call the police to sort this out. We have witnesses. There are some workmen over there. They must have seen the accident.
There is no need to involve the police. We can exchange details. You have insurance, don't you?
Yes, but I was not to blame. You had the stop sign, so legally you are liable. Sorry, but I'm calling the police to help out here.
Well, if you insist, but I'm telling you that I will report that you were speeding no matter what any witnesses say. I'm not paying for this damage. 12 to 13. Giving directions.
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
I want to get to the museum on foot. Could you possibly direct me?
On foot? It's quite far. I think it would be better to go some of the way by bus or taxi.
I have the day ahead of me, and to be honest, I'd like to walk off a huge breakfast. The exercise will do me good.
Well, sir, you need to walk to the city park. So go left out of the hotel and keep walking straight. You will come to the river. Cross the bridge and turn right.
Isn't that where the park is?
Yes. You need to cross the park and leave by the north gate. Then go up Slade Avenue.
Ah, yes. Here it is on my map. The museum is at the end of Slade Avenue, if I'm not mistaken.
Part of it is. The other part is 5 minutes from Slade Avenue. In my opinion, you should see both parts, since you are going so far. You could always get a taxi back.
I think I might do that. Thanks.
12 to 13. Giving directions.
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
I want to get to the museum on foot. Could you possibly direct me?
On foot, it's quite far. I think it would be better to go some of the way by bus or taxi.
I have the day ahead of me, and to be honest, I'd like to walk off a huge breakfast. The exercise will do me good.
Well, sir, you need to walk to the city park. So go left out of the hotel and keep walking straight. You will come to the river. Cross the bridge and turn right.
Isn't that where the park is?
Yes. You need to cross the park and leave by the north gate. Then go up Slade Avenue.
Ah, yes. Here it is on my map. The museum is at the end of Slade Avenue, if I'm not mistaken.
Part of it is. The other part is 5 minutes from Slade Avenue. In my opinion, you should see both parts, since you are going so far. You could always get a taxi back.
I think I might do that. Thanks.
14 to 15. Job interview. Good afternoon. Dina Martin, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Dina, would you like to tell me a bit about yourself and your reasons for applying to our company?
Well, I'm 23 and have been working in a graphic design company for 2 years. I like my job, but it doesn't stretch me enough. I want something more challenging.
And what do you know about our company?
Well, I know that you have offices in New York and Paris, as well as here in London. That interests me, as I speak French too.
Yes, I see that you have done some work for major advertising campaigns in European cities. I admit, your credentials are impressive.
Yes, I have gained a lot of valuable experience, but now it's time to move on.
How much notice do you have to give to your present employers?
Well, officially 2 months, but I told them I'm leaving a fortnight ago. So I have a little more than a month to go.
Fine. Now let me ask. 14 to 15. Job interview. Good afternoon. Dina Martin, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Dina, would you like to tell me a bit about yourself and your reasons for applying to our company?
Well, I'm 23 and have been working in a graphic design company for 2 years. I like my job, but it doesn't stretch me enough. I want something more challenging.
And what do you know about our company?
Well, I know that you have offices in New York and Paris, as well as here in London. That interests me, as I speak French too.
Yes, I see that you have done some work for major advertising campaigns in European cities. I admit, your credentials are impressive.
Yes, I have gained a lot of valuable experience, but now it's time to move on.
How much notice do you have to give to your present employers?
Well, officially 2 months, but I told them I'm leaving a fortnight ago. So I have a little more than a month to go.
Fine. Now let me ask.